Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The likes of Kneecap, Paul Mescal and the humble Spice Bag have given Ireland a new, cooler reputation. But around the world, is Ireland being overly romanticised? That's the concern of Aoife Byrne, an Irish writer who has lived in London for the last 10 years and who joins us this morning. Aoife, I read with great interest your piece yesterday about living in London and how hip Ireland has become, splitting the G in the Guinness and all the kind of the cool kind of Sally Rooney, Paul Mescal-y vibes that are around at the moment. Mm-hmm. You feel, though, it's a bit bittersweet for you. Tell us why.
Yeah, so hi guys, how are you? So it's kind of a funny thing. I think, you know, I'm a writer, but I've also worked as a trend analyst for like 10 years. And yeah, something that really stood out to me over the past year or so is just like this kind of increased interest in Ireland and Irish culture. And it's kind of got to the point where it's almost being a bit fetishized here in the UK, which, you know, even though it's lovely to have, you know, other people appreciate and get excited about our culture, it also feels like a little bit uncomfortable. And I think as well, there's kind of just a little bit of sadness there for me as well, because, you know, as an expat, I've lived here for almost 11 years now. And I think there's a bit of sadness that you're not really there in back home to experience this kind of quote unquote New Ireland, this kind of become such a hub for food and culture.
Okay.
So
we're having a moment, and I don't think anyone would argue against that, that like it feels like Irish actors like Andrew Scott and all are just everywhere and people are talking about us, and I get that. Why does that make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think it's I think there's like part of it that kind of, you know, there's kind of like this kind of overly romanticized kind of version of Ireland. I think CMAT kind of like sums it up quite well, that I think she described Ireland as the love of my life and the most toxic boyfriend I've ever had, which I definitely kind of resonate with, because yeah, I'm basically a millennial. I graduated at the height of the recession back in 2011. And, you know, Ireland like has my heart, like I absolutely love it, but it was a very kind of tough coming of age for me there. And it's kind of a bit, bittersweet kind of observing all this
all right.
from a distance.
I'm going to ask you some slightly harder questions. Almost every generation, like genuinely almost every single generation of Irish people have grown up during a recession, because we've had a small window of being wealthy. And other than that, we've been pretty much consistently impoverished. And how is that any different to what you're experiencing? Do you know what I mean? And that's one question. And the other question is, if it is bittersweet that you were here and left during a session, why not simply come home? What's stopping you?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting as an expat. I think as much as I love Ireland, I think, you know, I have my life here now. I've kind of put down my roots. I've got like a husband. I've got a job over here. I'm happy. And to be honest, like I kind of just love Ireland as a bit as a visitor now. I've got like a nephew there, family back home, and I love seeing them. And absolutely, to your other point, I'm by no means anything special. I think every generation's had like a tough go of it in Ireland, aside from potentially one. But yeah, I think, you know, it's you know, we've had a lot of trials and tribulations. And I think that's also part of the reason that it kind of sits a little uncomfortably sometimes, because, you know, people kind of aren't so aware of all the things that kind of the country has been through. And I think that's kind of glossed over in the media.
Is that what's sitting uncomfortable to you, that when people kind of go on about how great Ireland is and how cool Ireland is and how hip Ireland is? You're kind of going, well,
there are other aspects to it as well. Is that the that you kind of feel that it's half a picture, it's not a full picture? Is that
That's a really good description. Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, I think, you know, the housing crisis is still a huge issue in Ireland, and there's no kind of getting past that. But that's something that I think people are always quite kind of surprised to learn when I talk to them about Ireland. And I tell them, you know, it's so expensive, there's no housing. I think like any friends I have back home who have a house, it's been through family that they've actually managed to do that. And I think that's a really, really hard thing right now. And I think, yeah, as you say, that's kind of the fuller
picture.
Is
it much easier in London to get a house? I would have thought London was a pretty expensive city as well.
Oh, in terms of buying, for sure. But I do think in terms of the rental market, there is so many more options than there are in Dublin, specifically, sadly.
Okay. Last question for you, Aoife. Do you regret leaving Ireland?
Yeah, that's a tricky question. I think yes and no. Like, I'm super happy with my life here. But, you know, it's always really sad and hard kind of having that distance. There's people I wish I could just call down the road to, not having to book a flight home, you know. Yeah, of course, it's mixed, yeah.
I think you are identifying probably the feeling of being the expat, isn't it? You have your foot in both camps and you feel a little bit displaced sometimes. Anyway, it's a very interesting conversation and thank you for coming on and talking to us. We do appreciate it and I'd love to know what people think about it as well. That is Aoife Byrne there, Irish writer who is living in London. What do you think about all of that? 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.